I just heard an interesting vort, and maybe we can connect it to the parsha. Of course, the parsha begins as Rashi says in Eila Dvorim, that we read in always the week before Tisha B'Av. So Rashi brings down that a lot of these words that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying were sort of hidden rebuke, but he didn't want to rebuke them openly, so he said it in disguise out of honor of the Yidden. So it's almost an unrelated vort, talk about the honor of Yidden. There's an interesting Mishnah in Meseches Yuma, and what the Mishnah says, it's a very famous Mishnah, you know that Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miyat Metarim, that Rabbi Akiva says, how lucky are the Yidden, who, before whom do they become purified? It says, Umi Mitayir Eschem. So he says, before of Hashem. So he says, Shnemar V'zrak Lechem Mayim Toirim V'tahartim. Hashem will sprinkle upon you clean water and you'll become clean. V'oimer. Then the Mishnah says, there's another Pasuk. What does the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Pasuk Yudzayin, Perik Yudzayin? It says like this, Mikveh Yisroel. He's the Mikveh of Israel. Hashem, so to speak, of Yochel, is the mikveh for Israel. What does it mean, Hashem is our mikveh? Ma mikveh metayres hatimeyim, just like a mikveh, will purify those who are not clean, those who are impure. So when you're impure and you go into the mikveh makes you clean. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael. So likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he purifies the Yid. So while a Yid may be tainted, or may be blemished with various different kinds of sins, the Eibishter is metayer, the Eibishter cleans. So they attribute this to the Rebbe. I just heard it on the, so they attribute to the Rebbe. He says, why does it, we know what a mikveh, who's a mikveh metayer? You know, a mikveh is metayer tameim, I mean a person that has tummy. Who else is a mikveh metayer? What is the emphasis in the word of the Mishnah? Ma mikveh metayer is hatameim. She said, "Ma mikveh metayer of Hakadosh Baruch Hu metayer es Yisrael." Again, that's the way I heard it. But I mean, the feeling is Yisrael tmeim. It goes, it follows. But why the emphasis? But the word is a very powerful word. Why is there an emphasis? The mikveh is metayer, just like the mikveh is metayer. The impure Hashem is metayer as Yisrael. So he says like this: the halacha is that let's say a person has two levels of impurity upon himself. Let's say a person is a zav, he has a flow, that's called a serious tumah. And then on top of it, he has also a keri, which is a lesser level of tumah. So while the person is a zav and he has the keri, and he goes to the mikveh. So the halacha is that the mikveh cleans him from the Tumas Keri, even while the Tumas Zavi has to wait for 7 days. It doesn't help him going to the mikveh during the 7 days. Tumas Keri can go to the mikveh right away. So even though he's still Tomei, with the more serious Tuma of the Tumas Zav, yet the mikveh is metayer for the Tumas Keri, even though it's even though he's Tomei then. What does this mean? Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Metayres Yisroel. Same thing is with the Eibishter is Metayres Yisroel. Of course, we're tainted with big sins, we're tainted with some small things. Sometimes you can think that, you know, how is the Eibishter going to forgive us on some of the smaller things while we have, you know, some bigger problems? But the equation to Ma Mikveh Metayres HaTumeyim, it's not all or nothing, you know, every part, any part of it. The Eibishter forgives you if you do tshuva on a small part, even though you're still stuck with some big problems and big avedas and other things, you are still going to be cleaned for the small thing. That's the equation to the Metayres HaTumeyim, to Metayres Yisrael. And that's a tremendous encouragement, because a lot of times, you know, you find people saying, okay, what is it going to be? He's going to put on tefillin one time. So by tefillin, we know already, the Rebbe explained also, halachically, there's a din of a karkafta, tefillin have a special power, but same thing goes for other mitzvahs. You're going to say, So I'm going to give him to do one mitzvah. What's that going to help? Person is does a lot of averus. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He doesn't do other things. So what's the point in doing one thing, a small thing? It's not even such a big thing. So I guess the lesson is that just my mikveh mitaros et meim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaros Yisrael. But any part, any mitzvah you do, any chelik you do, that itself is atonement, and that is special purity that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very important that we utilize and we take every part that we can. The Rebbe Rashab says, in general, he says that there was a time when people would say that you have to go and do things in a progressive order. So first, one needs to learn the basics, learn a lot of nigla, learn a lot of halacha, and when he knows all the halacha, then he'll start learning a little chassidus and other things, but you have to go in order, you have to go progressive, you have to go from step to step. You can't go, you can't learn chassidus if you don't know some of the basic halacha. But the Rebbe Rashab said that that was true in the olden days, but now before Mashiach, it's a time with chatoy v'achoy l'chatoy v'shti. It's a time that we have to grab whatever we can, because no time now to go in orderly fashion. Similar to what we learned today in the Likutei Torah, it says that in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, over there is a step-by-step kind of a process. You start with one level, you go to the level from Gan Eden Atachna, Gan Eden Elyon, the various different madrigas. But in this world, we have the ability to go from one extreme to the other extreme. A person who can be a Rosh today could be a Tzadik Gomer tomorrow. It says that if a person who halachically, the Alter Rebbe brings down this as an example, if a person should go to a woman and says, I'm going to betroth you on the condition that I'm a complete tzaddik, even though we know that he was a complete Rasha yesterday, he's still mekudeshes. Why? Because we say maybe the tshuva. The tshuva can change you around. So in any mitzvah that we do, we can change around our lives and go from one extreme to the other extreme and be very successful.